أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. During this month of Sha'ban, the month of Almighty Allah's mercy and pleasure, we will try to offer a glance into some of the passages of the whispered prayer of Sha'baniya, or the so-called Munajat Sha'baniya. Thank you in advance for staying with us. We'll be back again after listening to some parts of it.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Ilahi, قد سترت علي ذنوبا في الدنيا وأنا أحوج إلى سترها علي منك في الأخرى.
In the previous episodes, we discussed up to this excerpt of the whispered prayer of Sha'baniya. Ilahi, قد سترت علي ذنوبا في الدنيا. My Lord, you have concealed my sins in this world. وأنا أحوج إلى سترها علي منك في الأخرى. But I am in a greater need of them being concealed in the next world. إذ لم تظهرها لأحد من عبادك الصالحين. You have not revealed my sins even before any of your righteous servants. فَلَا تَفْضَحْنِي يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ عَلَىٰ رُؤُوسِ الْأَشْهَادِ. And therefore, please do not humiliate me on the resurrection day before all witnesses. Dear listeners, there are some points to be discussed regarding this part of the whispered prayer. The first is knowing and recognizing the fact that Almighty Allah is Sattarul Uyub. He is the concealer of our sins. We might have repeated this attribute of the Almighty Allah throughout the different supplications and whispered prayers, but the important thing is that we truly recognize that Almighty Allah can conceal any of our sins. The Almighty Allah is the one who turned the intoxicant to vinegar when that young Ansari man who was walking towards the Prophet of Islam repented to the Almighty Allah, truly, tawbatan nasuh. So this is by far the best blessing the servants have in this world. Our honor, our dignity, our fame in the society is because of our sins and bad actions being concealed. And this attribute of the Almighty Allah has been repeated throughout the different supplications of the Ahlul Bayt. Our infallible Imams have praised Almighty Allah with this name throughout their supplications. For example, in Abu Hamza Thumali supplication we read, إِلَهِ فَبِحِلْمِكَ أَمْهَلْتَنِي وَبِسِتْرِكَ سَتَرْتَنِي حَتَّى كَأَنَّكَ أَغْفَلْتَنِي. My Lord, you have given me enough time because of your patience, and because you are the concealer, you have covered all my sins as if you were negligent of them, as if you ignored all of my sins. Elsewhere, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam says in Sahifa Sajjadiyya, Ya ilahi falaka alhamd, O Allah, praise is for you. فَكَمْ مِنْ عَائِبَةٍ سَتَرْتَهَا عَلَيَّ فَلَمْ تَفْضَحْنِي. How many of my defects you have covered, and you have not humiliated me because of them. وَكَمْ مِنْ ذَنْبٍ غَطَّيْتَهُ عَلَيَّ فَلَمْ تَشْهَرْنِي. And how many of my sins you have covered, and you have not humiliated me.
Alhamdulillah, we have been given the blessed opportunity of witnessing another month of Sha'ban, which is the month of Allah's mercy and pleasure. حَفَفْتَهُ بِالرَّحْمَةِ وَالرَّضْوَانِ. Allah has covered this month with His pleasure and mercy. I thought it might be good to have a little introduction to Munajat al-Sha'baniyya. The late Imam Khomeini in many places on several occasions emphasized on this Munajat, and in one of his sayings he said that there are many important mystical points that one can understand from the Quran and whispered prayers of Imams. And then in particular, he mentioned Munajat al-Sha'baniyya, and he said philosophers, mystics may be able to understand some aspects of these whispered prayers. But if someone wants to really understand, must be a person who has himself achieved a high level of closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that he can have a taste, he can have an experience of what he says. In another place, the late Imam Khomeini said something very important. He said, this Munajat al-Sha'baniyya is one of the whispered prayers that if someone pays attention to it and follows it and reflects on it, he can reach somewhere. He can achieve some levels of perfection. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us in this month of forgiveness and to be pleased with us in this month of pleasure. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us, our families, our community, all humanity with His pleasure, with His reward, with the coming of Imam Mahdi ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif, with forgiveness, with being able to remain always on the right path.
My dear listeners, when Imam alayhi salam says, Ilahi, qad satarta alayya dhunuban fi dunya, my Lord, you have concealed my sins in this world, but I am in greater need of their being concealed in the next life. وَأَنَا أَحْوَجُ إِلَىٰ سَتْرِهَا عَلَيَّ مِنْكَ فِي الْأُخْرَىٰ. Imam alayhi salam is implicitly teaching us how important it is to be aware of this attribute of the Almighty Allah. This is what we have discussed so far. But another aspect of this attribute of the Almighty Allah is that He Himself has asked His servants to have and work on this attribute among themselves. They need to try to be a mirror showing the reflections of the attributes of their lords in their lives. They have to ignore the wrongdoings of their brothers and sisters. They have to try to keep each other's fame, and they need to try not to humiliate each other's. But this blessing of the Almighty Allah does not stop here. Not only does the Almighty Allah cover the bad actions and sinful acts of the servants in this world, but also uncovers the good deeds of the servants and the virtuous persons. This is exactly what we read in Jawshan Kabir's application. Ya man azhara al-jamil wa satara al-qabih. O the one who discloses and presents the beauties and covers the evils. Regarding this part of Jawshan Kabir's application, there is one tradition saying that for every believer, there is a kind of face or similitude in the next world. Whenever that person in this world has good deeds, like saying prayers and others, the face of these beautiful actions are displayed for the angels in the next world, and they send their regards and salutations. But if this person in this world commits sinful acts, it is the Almighty Allah that covers that action so that the angels will not be aware of. And this is the true meaning of يا من أظهر الجميل وستر القبيح. Thank you for staying with us, dear listeners. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
شعبان بجمالك جلالك زهوبان والعالم يقول لك أحبك يا شعبان شعبان بجمالك جلالك زهوبان شعبان بجمالك جلالك زهوبان والعالم يقول لك أحبك يا شعبان يا شعبان يا شعبان يا شعبان